In addition to the decree in the first state of Torah that we learned parts of Shmini, we learn in the second state of Torah from Parshas Bo. And after Torah is also about what's going to happen also in Lavan and Torah Shnissi. From the end of the state of Yeheskel HaNavi, the Navi seems to be saying what the Gemara said. The Gemara has an achlokes of Lozen of Yeshua in the first Torah from Rosh Hashanah. When was the world created? It was the Tishrei of the Nisan. So the Gemara quotes of Yeshua is saying that the Nisan Nivu Horodon, or the Nisan Nivu, the Nisan Nasim Nivu, that the Gula in the past was the Nisan, and the Gula Asim is going to be the Nisan. So Lozen says everything is going to be different. So Rav Lezer did follow the Gemara says, "Kinam Asim Ahidna and Rosh Hashanah we gather and say, Zahayam Tzilas Masech as a Zahayam Yitron the Yom Yishan, that Hayom HaRasolam, that Rosh Hashanah is the birthday of the world, that in the Tzilas we assume like Rav Lezer, that the Tishrei in the world. But if everything else we assume like Yeshua, that the Nisim Yidolu, that doesn't finish. The Gula was in the Tzilas, that's the Tzilas. And the Nisim Asim Ahidna, that it doesn't have faith. But that would be, the binyan abayit hashlish in what we are for the second. It's hard to imagine how anybody can disagree. The echad achedish harishon, the echad achedish tikkach kav and drop a tamik to stand with them. And the shkedish nisim don't mean the chalitik abayit hashlish.
That's the case in this area of the Bible is always in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah is the Mishnah.
Well, the Yom Kippur is wrong. Achodesh Arishon is the Pesach is an Achodesh Arishon. You can translate the Pesach should be in Tishrei. No. In the Kriya of a Parshas Achodesh and Parshas Bo, the Torah gives all of the dinim of the Pesach Mitzrayim. Some of them apply to Pesach Boris and some of them only Hayru Ashur, the Pesach Mitzrayim. For example, you have to eat the Pesach Mitzrayim. Asnechem chagurim na'alechem b'radlechem v'achelchem b'yachem v'achalf mosu b'chiparvim. That's only Hayru Ashur. That doesn't apply to Dora. V'lok chomin adom and asno ashti amas misos v'ala mashka v'ala batam shoflu asher yoglo to bohem. That's also just the Hayru Ashur. The other part is v'yoklo tabata v'alai razet v'yesh matzis amiram yoflu. These are dinim the dor. Some of the dinim are the shor, and some of the dinim are the doors. I remember many years ago, there was a what's the problem, Shira? There was a somebody wrote a historical novel, and I think it was the list of the justice something about what describing what life was like in his man abayis. So he describes the way after everybody got the carbon test stuff and they were doing some English, they would finish their haggadah and everything, then they go. Visit each other on Pesach night and celebrate. Everybody would celebrate together in Yerushalayim. They'd meet everybody. So one of the professors from Bernard Rebbe, who was already under other Mohammeds, wrote a book review, not a book review, a book attack. It was printed as a book review on his books, and he said, it's wrong. The book is wrong. There is no such thing. How can it be that they violate the din of Yishal Yetzim in Pesach Pesach Boker? Everybody knows that you're not allowed to go out of your house on Pesach night after you finish eating the Pesach. So how can you describe that Bizman HaMikdash? So we go visit each other. So obviously the book review was wrong, the book was right. First of all, that's where it says in Josephus, that Josephus lived in Moabites, and it describes that's the way they used to celebrate Pesach. After they finished the Korban Pesach at night, after they finished eating, they'd go visit each other and make merry. And number two, the Gemara, the Mishnah says the Pharisees, the Mishnah saw him in the Tosefta, as Pesach spoke to Tosefta, as Amor, the Mishnah and the Tosefta tell out which dinim are the show, which dinim are the doors, and it's made very clear that this halacha, yes, each Pesach, this halacha, is only a Rasha, doesn't apply to Dora. This is a special knack that a person has to have to know when learning Parsha and Chumash, which dinim are the show, which dinim are the doors. It's very important that when you see Chacham passing to Shilas, you have to know whether this psak applies only in this case or applies in all the million other cases that they seem to be similar to this case. Maybe there's something unique about this case. Maybe there's some reason why there's a Hayru Ashur here, why the din only applies in this instance and doesn't apply in other cases. The Gemara says in Bava Basra and Daf Lamed Amud Beis that you cannot pass in the Shaila because it's a Chacham passing like this. Ein lemeidim halachim ti limud. If a person is giving a shiur and he gives a mashal in the shiur, and the din should be like this. You cannot pass from the shayla based on the mashal that the Chacham gave. the Lord repeat Maisi, see a Maisi Shahoy, and the Chacham did like this, so you cannot pass him based on this. LMEP, you can only pass him if the Chacham said, he was asked, and he passed him, Halacha Maisi, this is the din. But you cannot infer just because he did like that in a certain case that that's the din in all other cases. Maybe there's some special reason why the din should be like that. Or in the shir also you cannot be medayik. Many times a person giving a shir will give a bad mashal. I do it all the time. And I have this Kabbalah tradition from my rabbi, I saw Leishik Shlita. He used to give the shir, he would always give bad mashal in the shir, just to exaggerate a point. To bring out his point in a very exaggerated fashion, he would give you a case which was, and the din would try to be wrong there. And he would exaggerate in order to bring him out a certain point. But if he asked Halacha L'maaseh, the shir, what's the din? He would tell you that that din is not so. What he said in the shir wasn't so. But for the pedagogical purposes of explaining a certain idea that he wanted to bring out, he would exaggerate and he would say over din in the middle of shir that are incorrect. That's what the Gemara says. Everybody does that. That's why the Gemara says they made him halacha mitzi limud. Unless that a person is so careful that every time he gives a mashal, every mashal is he's gehalten with all the details. But the normal person who wants to bring across a point exaggerates, tends to exaggeration. When you exaggerate, you give a bad mashal. The Gemara says you have to be a Gavar Rabba to be able to figure out from a mice. The Gemara tells in the first parak of Chulin, the Rebbe Hita Beit Shan, Rebbe Tassim of Beit Shan is Kutzlok, that it never got to Kedusha Shniyah. Harbi Kravim Kav Shalom, Asam Lekav Shalom Bava. Why? Because Rabbi Shur Ben Zaru, the brother-in-law of Rabbi Meir, is made on Rabbi Meir that he ate Alish or Yerek in Beit Shan without being Makrish Maisu. So the fact that Rabbi Meir ate it, maybe Rav Meir ate tevel. Maybe by mistake he ate tevel. The Gemara says it cannot be. If the hentam shal tzadik merakad b'chem yom tach kol al yodom, the chamor of Rav Pinchas ben Yor, that's out. The Gemara says Rav Pinchas ben Yor's chamor had a chush, had a donkey's intuition, not the tevel. So Rav Meir tzadik matrim l'kolshkein, tzadik himself served him and not in any trade for food. So the Gemara says, so it was. So obviously it wasn't safe. And the fact that he wasn't makrish, so that's a right that he holds that you don't have to be makrish. So the Gemara says, and maybe he was makrish from Achshava, maybe this, and maybe that, maybe the other thing. So the Gemara says, yeah, the tainus are good. Really, if anybody else would be watching Rav Meir at the time that he ate the Alosh al Yerek in Beit Shan, it wouldn't really be able to infer anything from the mice. But the Gemara says, Chazi, man gavan rabbi kam asad alu. Look, it's Rabbi Shua ben Zoru, who was a big Kamachachm himself. You never heard of him. No, Shua ben Zoru. He was the brother-in-law of Rav Meir, the Gemara said. So he himself was a big Tamachachm, so he understood very well what Rav Meir was doing. But another person who watches the Gavar Rabba do something may not necessarily understand properly. So the Gemara says one has to be a Gavar Rabba in order to infer from a Maisa, to learn out how long it takes.
So
and then the Gemara says, "Did mechalal ma'ay?" Exactly. So the Gemara says, "Did mechalal?" If they just saw the ma'ay, they never heard the psak say. They saw the ma'ay, so maybe they just saw it.
I mean, they used to use it sometimes. They
had
it up.
Okay. If you have no better right one way or the other, or let's say if you know that there is a machlokes. There is a legitimate machlokes. I don't know what is this chacham holds. So from a ma'ay shah, you can infer what he holds. But if you don't know at all what the din is. And you think that the din ought to be this way, but we have a Maisa Shahar that indicates the din is the other way, but then the Gemara wouldn't prove it. Wouldn't prove anything from that. That's a call. The Gemara calls it right.
So why is it that
Rav Simcha
Green is just
a
Rosh
Hashanah? Why is it so? Some of it, because they had to be prepared for the Yitzhak Mitzvah. But they had to have now Lechem Barad Lechem, Machelchem Yetzim, the Chitoz, and everything to be ready to
be.
Apparently this was told to them as a high Rasha. This was told to them that this is only by Pesach and Tzom and not by Pesach and Tzom. Why in a Yetzim in Pesach? They say, okay. That after the Chachamim had a Kabbalah that it only applied by Pesach and Tzom. So then they explain why.
What about if the Gemara focuses on your religion? They were based on what they thought was sacred, right? You still have to hold by the
I mean, the fact was always incorrect. In the days of the Gemara, the fact was incorrect. So then the Takona of the Gzera was based on an error. The Chayrut should not be binding. The Pesach is based on an error, it's not binding.
Is there any sort of controversy that they got the
halachos
and
the
Torah
and
they were trying to give a
written inquiry? Yeah. That you have to check what the case is, whether they had the din and then they were guessing what the reason was. They thought the reason was based on this thing which is incorrect or not. They really developed the din based on that reason, yeah. But a din that's based on an error is not binding at all, that's for sure. Any din that's based on a mistake is a mistake, it's not binding. A prime allusion has a comment on his beer on Pirkei Avot, on the Mishnah. Mishnah has Abba Midah in Tohoche Beit HaMedrash, Abba Midah, Arba Midah is the Nerd Saint Tzokah. Different Arba Midah is the Deot and Arba Midah is the Talmidim. Arba Midah is the Yoshman of Nech HaChom. So if you look at the different people, let's say Arba Midah is the Nerd Saint Tzokah. Arotz shi'itim v'le'itnu acherim ein rov b'shalachem har. Yitnu acherim hu lo yitin ein rov b'shalach. Yitin v'yitnu acherim is chosid. Lo yitin v'le'itnu acherim is rasha. So if you look in the Mishnah of Arba Midas, that's in Perakei, in Perakei of this Mishnah Tezai. Going to this siddur. Okay. So if you look in that Mishnah, the third one is the best of the four Midas. The third one is the best. Yitin v'yitnu acherim is chosid. Lo yitin v'le'itnu acherim rasha. The fourth is the worst. And the same is, let's say, Abba Midas B'deyas. No Achlirtzai, no Achlirtzai, Yotza Hefsedi B'Sfar. Kosher Lichas V'Kosher Lichas, Yotza B'Sfar B'Hefsedi. The third one is Kosher Lichas. But no Achlirtzai is Chosid, the best leader. And the fourth is the worst. No Achlirtzai, V'Kosher Lichas is Rosh. That's the worst. And the same, the parallel in all the cases. Abba Midas B'Talmidim. Moi Lishmar, Moi Liyabit, he chaps quickly, he forgets quickly. Yotza B'Sfar B'Hefsedi. Has a mile and a chisar. Kosher Lishmar, V'Kosher Labi. It takes him a long time until he understands it. Once he understands it, he remembers it for a long time. He has a mile and a chisar. He has to have state of his car. The third one is the best. Mor l'shmaya, the kashal abe. He chaps quickly and he remembers for a long time. That's the best. And the fourth is the worst. Kashal l'shmaya. Mor l'yabe, zechelek ra. Takes him a long time until he understands it. And then he forgets it quickly. That's the worst. Now, Chaim Elojan points out, if you look at all the midas, Arba midas bottom, shali shali, v'shalach shalach and tam. The third one is chasid and the fourth one is rosh. All the midas like this. The third one is the best. The fourth one is the worst. You look by the Talmidim, Arba Midas, the Yoshim Lefnei HaChamim, Sfog U'mashpech M'shameres V'nopet, Sfog U'sofeg Esakol, Mashpech Shemachris B'zu, Motzi B'zu. Goes in one ear and out the other, no? Second, so that's very dear, no? M'shameres Shemotiyas Hayayin U'koletes Es HaShmorim V'nopet Shemotiyas HaKemach U'koletes Es HaTzolet. So what should be the best? What should be the best, no? Matthias HaKemach, the Toletis HaTzolet, that he remembers the best. Goes in one ear and out the other, that's terrible. He absorbs everything, he remembers even the bad things, that's not good. And the best one is that he only remembers the good things. And this Mishnah is pulled out of order. That's what Chaim Elojan is. This one is out of order. The third one is supposed to be the best, and the fourth one is supposed to be the worst, based on the parallel to the other Mishnah. Chaim Elojan has said, the Mishnah is speaking about the following. Arba Midas V'Yoshim L'Fnei HaChomim. People who listen to the Rebbe, they just absorb the Torah. They don't tell it out to anybody else. That's ridiculous. Everybody goes home and they tell over what the Rebbe said in Parshas HaShavuot. No? Everybody goes home and says what they learned in the yeshiva this week. The father asks you, what did you learn in the yeshiva this week? They tell him, come let me in Rabbi Meir, come and you say what you learned. So the question is, what about Torah does the Talmud pick out to tell over to the outside? What does the Talmud pick out to print in the newspaper? To tell over to the public? So that's what the Mishnah says. Arba Midas V'Yoshim L'Fnei HaChomim. To some people I spoke. So Pegas HaKol, he absorbs everything, he doesn't give anything out. So that's not such a good mind. Doesn't say over anything from his Rebbe. The next one is Mashpeh, Mam Shapanov. He just says over everything that he heard from the Rebbe. That's a Mila, but it has a Chisaron also. But then you have people who are selective. You have Mishaneres and all, but there are people who are selective in opposite directions. Some people only say over the garbage. The worst thing that they heard from the Rebbe. That's the fourth is the worst. Nofer Shematiyas HaKemach V'Koletet Es HaSolis. The best thing that the Rebbe said, he retains in his heart, in his mind. He doesn't give that over, and he only says over the Kemach the worst things. And the third one in the Mishnah is the best, that he only says over the good things, and he doesn't say over the bad things. Mishameret is the third. Shematziah Sayayim Koletah Tashashmar. Talmidim have to be selective. They can't say over everything that the Rebbe says. It shouldn't be makabel everything that the Rebbe says. I said, why did the Rebbe say it if it's not good? So that some Kosher writes in one place, and I'll find a lot of rice, because the Rebbe has an idea. The Rebbe was Mechadosh, so he thinks that everything that he says is Gebalt. Everybody thinks that Rotal Mechav Shalom, Yotz Mitei Shekav Meshach Habek, the person is Mechadosh something, so he thinks that his Chiddush is the best thing in the world. I remember when I got married, I said Chasin Eteret, by the Kabbalah's point, we told the Tukas, Rabbi Lipschitz is sitting next to me. So he says to me, you should look into your Sameach. He thinks there's an FS on like that. I couldn't, how could it be? The Asmech says what I said. I worked so hard. It's my shtickle Torah. I said it about Torah and Nozick. So then a month later, I looked in the Asmech. Locked, stock, and barrel. The whole thing stayed in the Asmech. After I thought in the Asmech, then I thought a little bit and I realized why I was wrong. Kozman that I thought it was mine, thought it was the best thing in the world. I realized that it wasn't mine, that I didn't have the Nagi anymore. So then I realized that it was not. I remember the Mashgiach of the Rabbi Yeshiva, Rabbi Lesson, always used to tell, we were young Bachram in high school. We didn't really understand what he used to give Musa on a very high level. Some of the Divrei Musa that he used to give us stuck in our minds, and we remember them at an older age, and it makes sense. He used to give us Musa to high school boys. When you learn the Chavusa with each other, we rarely learned it. For half an hour a week, we learned the Chavusa. The Rabbi just taught the whole time in high school. Because when you learn Chavusa, and one of you has a pshat, and the other one says that it's wrong, so the one who figured out the pshat is going to have an agiya to insist that his pshat is right. So he used to give us Musa, we should listen to the other one. And the other, when the chaverim tell us that it's wrong, we should be open-minded to try to see, maybe it's wrong. We shouldn't stick to our agiya. So just because this is the pshat that we have, it's our pshat, and right to other makap shalo, yotim tesh kam shalavera, so it has to be the correct pshat. There's no other pshat. So the Rebbe has to say everything that occurs to him. He thinks that everything that occurs to him is right. So he shouldn't be selective. Maybe he's right, maybe he's wrong. We'll leave it up to the Talmidim. But the Talmidim have to be selective in the right way. Not that they should say over the junk and retain the good stuff as a secret. They should be selective and only say over Motzias Hayayim Ukoletes Efashmar. It's a very difficult task. You have to be very careful. A lot of times the Rebbe will say something that's just l'chadudi. I remember when I was in Eretz Yisrael many years ago, I brought Chaim Shmuel Levitz, the Chaim Rebbe. So he had said on Friday night, he used to say at the Chaburas for the American Talmidim or something, not like Mashgiach and Mir Yeshiva in Europe, he used to say also, special shmurzi for the Bnei Chutzlo, for those Talmidim who are from America. They needed it to special Adrach. So Chaim Shmuel Levitz also used to give special droshes for the Americans. So he gave a drosh. I was eating by him on Friday night. But he told me that he gave a drosh. And the drosh, he was exaggerating a certain point. So he went a little too far. So one of the Americans was a very famous gazelle. So he walked over afterwards. He's now a prominent rabbi in New York area. So he came over afterwards and he asked him, how can it be? It's not so. It's not so. So he kept on telling me, he just said it, l'chedud ebi yalma. Just what the Gemara says. V'rova diyomba l'chadit bo es ha-talmidim. He wanted to see if the Talmidim would get the point. And he exaggerated a little bit. He wasn't medayik when he gave that drosh. So the Talmud didn't know what that meant. What do you mean l'chadudi? Is it right or is it wrong? So he said, it's right, but it's not exactly right. What do you mean it's not exactly right? He's bringing out a certain point, and he gave a mashal to exaggerate. So he was telling me, Rav was telling me that sometimes the Americans don't understand what it means l'chadudi b'yalma. A person has to realize that a lot of times when a Rebbe says a shiur, he said things that are not 100% l'chadudi. Rav Soloveitchik, many years ago, gave the big knockout Yortzeit Drashas. And the Yortzeit Drashas, he would start off years ago when he said it. Recent years, not so much, but years ago, he'd start off with around five or six big kashas. And then he said one big pilpul to put tie everything in together and to explain how everything, you know, the sheer closet. He knocked off all the kashas and explained everything fit in. But there were always a couple of loose ends that didn't fit in. So sometimes he would be mock-kick a little bit, he would stretch a little bit. Sometimes the loose ends that he tried to force in, it didn't work out so well. So some of the details weren't so always good. At the time that he said the shiur, he knew himself that not everything was 100% correct. Parts of it were not correct. But he felt that it was worth saying over because a lot of what he said, the majority of what he had to say, was Eisgal. So recently when they were negotiating with the Rosh to print the shiurim, and they printed a few sorim, so there was one Yorsite Rosh that had certain parts of it that were not Eisgal. So the Rosh wanted to print it. So Shtigl Tari wanted to print it. So one of the people who was helping out in the publication, one of the Talmidim said, how can you print it? This part is mamash, not Oizgal. This is not correct. So he said, yes, not correct. So write down on top that it's a drosha. Don't say it's a shir. Shir means that it's shir, halach. Write down it's a drosha. Drosha doesn't have to be correct. So the Talmud was an American. So he said, yeah, drosha doesn't have to be correct. So he explained to him, no, drosha, the main thing is the idea, even if the details are not correct. So just write down drosha, the yortai drosha. Don't say that this was a shir. And they didn't let him print. The Talmidim wouldn't let him print it. He didn't print that shiur. For Americans, we don't have. Americans don't have that hafsaga that you say just l'chadudei. That you say something little details, okay, but say a big thing that's just l'chadudei. We don't understand what that means. Maybe we're right. Maybe American mentality is right. That a lot of times a person, especially in Drush, a lot of times a person will exaggerate a certain point and it doesn't really mean the whole thing. A person has to be very careful what he selects to pick out from the Shiur. Remember years ago, there was a fellow who learned by the Rav. he's a Rebbe, a Magid Shir, prominent Magid Shir. So he went with the Hashkafe that the Rebbe say many Shur. Not all the Shurim were knockout Shur. Some of them were Edith, some of them were Danish, some of the people. Most of it was Edith. And you have to have some, we're not talking about. So this fellow, whenever the Rebbe said what I consider a good Shir, that depends. He wasn't so quiet. Whenever the Rebbe said a Shir that Mamash didn't make any sense, he said, this is real Drist. Why is that real Drist? Because there's a story that they say in the Rebbe Yeshivas that when Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik took his first position in Rabbanis, to Rav Chaim, his father, Rav Chaim told him that whenever he has a din turn, he has to paskin, so he should go ask a balabos what he thinks the din is. Whatever the balabos says, paskin fakir. But the Seichel HaTorah is connected to the Seichel of the balabos. Common sense doesn't help in Choshen Mishpah. Whatever the common sense dictates to the din is fakir. They say this story also about the Yosameach. That the Yosameach said like that. That he used to tell people that the Seichel HaTorah is connected to the Seichel Balabas and ask a balabos what the din is and paskin fakir. They say that once they had a shayla and they asked the balabas and the balabas said the right answer. So they asked the Yosameach, you see it's wrong. He said, no, the balabas had a bad day. He wasn't thinking straight. So this fellow knew all the stories. This fellow learned by the Rav, this prominent Rebbe. Knew all the stories. So his yisoid was that brisk, real brisk is when it's connected secha balabas. Whenever it doesn't make any sense, mamish, whenever it's connected secha, then it's really brisk with her. Whenever everything makes sense and everything fits it, then it's a sheep. Nothing special. So that was his outlook on life. Different, that's not what Shematiyas HaKemah for Kolesos as I said. The Talmidim have to be selective, but they have to have a chush to know what to select. They have to understand the context also when the Rebbe said the Shir. I have to base on the context what the Rebbe was driving at. I remember many years ago, Rabbi Lichtenstein published an essay about his brother Daniel case. He was a Jew who became a Meshumah, who became a Galach, and he wanted to go there to Israel as an Oleh and to get citizenship based on the fact that he was Jewish. On a Chok HaShvut, on the law of return, that he was Jewish. I became a Meshumah. So a Jew, even if he becomes a Meshumah, is still Jewish. So that was his type. So that there was a whole people in the Medina, I think they didn't allow him to become a citizen based on the Chok HaShvut. So everybody was tumbling at that time. So Rabbi Lichtenstein published an essay, I think, in the Commentary magazine, one of the English journals, where he quoted a story that Rav Soloveitchik said in the name of Rav Chaim. So I forgot really the whole context, but based on the story, he had something to say that was relevant to the brother Daniel Kahn. So at that time, there was somebody who never learned the Rav Yeshiva, never learned by the Rav. Oh, a rabbi, a professor. He's not a rabbi, a professor. He's still professoring now, not a young man. So he attacked Rabbi Lichtenstein in French, and he said, no, the pshat in the story is like this. He takes the same story, pshat in the story is like this. So Rabbaran responded, he said, he wasn't there, he didn't hear Rabbi Soloveitchik told over the story. Rabbi Soloveitchik heard the story from his father, and heard the story from his grandfather, and this is the context of the way the story was said. This was the Musa Haskell of the story. This fellow who never heard it, he's taking the story out of context, he's giving a different shot in it. A person has to understand from the one who's telling him over what he's driving at. A lot of things can only be understood from the context, whether the thing is a din l'doros, or the thing is a hu ashur, the thing is an exaggeration. The Talmud has to know how to judge whether the Rebbe said it because he had a negiah because of his shtickle Torah, the Rebbe saying it because he has a tradition like that, or he just figured it out, or the Rebbe was asleep. The Rebbe was asleep when he said it. You have to know what the context is. This is an important point. This is what always comes to mind when I look in Parshas HaChodesh and I remember that book review. I remember there was another professor in YU, they always used to ask him also for the JWB circle, they always used to have book reviews, a section of book reviews. So there was one professor, Gershon Churgin, Alam Hashem. It was Pinchas Churgin and Gershon Churgin. So Gershon Churgin, Alam Hashem, they're both passed away. Pinchas used to be the head of PI. And Gershon Churgin used to be a professor. So Gershon Churgin used to tell us in class, he was a very sweet man. He used to tell us whenever they would ask him to review a book and he didn't like it, he would read the book, he didn't like it, he would send it back and he would say he's not going to review the book. He doesn't have time. He would never want to write an attack in a book review. He didn't think that was right. And this other fellow, who also taught in Beran Revel, when they would send him a good book, he would always attack. But he felt that that's the idea of a book review. You have to rip the book to pieces, even if it's a perfect. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote a book, you have to rip it apart. Whoever wrote a book, you have to rip it apart. Different hashkafa of what a book review is supposed to be. Different midas in people. Rashi in the beginning of Parashat Shemini has a comment from the Torah's Kohanim that Aaron HaKohen was boish. He was embarrassed to go do the avoid in the Beit HaMikdash. And Moshe Rabbeinu told him, Lo mata boish, lekachnum karta. What are you embarrassed about? This is your job. You have problem hamitzeach. I'll say it's chatas kovat tovasach. You have to do the avoid. So in a lot of Hasidic Shitvarim, they have a Hasidic comment on this Lashon of Chazal from the Torah's Kohanim, Ashikon. Shehoya Aharon Bosh V'yori Lo Geshet. The Moshe Rabbeinu told him, Vamata Bosh, the Kach Nebcharta, this is your job. What are you embarrassed about? So in the Hasidic Shitvarim, they interpret it, they suggest a Taich. The Kach Nebcharta, not that this is your job, but rather, this is why you were chosen. Why were you chosen? Because you are a Bosh. That the Chachamim comment that Bnei Yisrael have three midas, Rachmona Baishanim and Gomli Chassadim, so the Jewish nation are Baishanim, and because we have this midah Toivah, Baishanim, we don't have arrogance. The Gemara in Chulin points out the pasuk, Ki Atem Hamayat Mikol HaAmim, so the Gemara says, Atem Hamamat Matzcha Mikol HaAmim, because the Jewish nation have midas Ha'anava, they're not arrogant, they're a little bit Shemavdik, they have to be shy, doesn't mean that we're shy, that embarrassed to call a girl up for a date, embarrassed to talk to the girl, whatever, it doesn't mean that kind of bullshit, but it means the opposite of arrogance, that kind of bullshit. Not Aspon, not a person who's an Aspon. So the Gemara says if you know a person who doesn't have these three meters, all the three meters of Rahman, Vashanim, Adam, and Hasadim, is the Odua, that Avoisa Vlayomdu al Hasina, that he's not a descendant of those who were present in Maimon Hasina, because the Pasuk says, the Rebbe Shmuel wanted to give the Torah and the Aseret HaDibur to be proclaimed in the presence of all the Bnei Yisrael. The Ma'an Tiyah Yirasa Al Panechem Levil Tisachato, and the Gemara says, Du HaBusha. The Ma'an Tiyah Yirasa Al Panechem Levil Tisachato refers to Busha, that a person should be an Aspon. So those who were present at Ma'amin HaSinai, they were metabol somehow by the shock of the Gilu Shechina, they were metabol these Midas Tovus of Busha, and the other Midas Tovus apparently also, Rachmanim and Gomli Chassadim. And they gave over these biggest favors to their descendants. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron HaKohen, Lo Mata Bosh, what are you embarrassed to do the Avodah? Adi Rabbi, L'kach Nitzcharta, that's exactly why the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants to do the Avodah, because you are a Bosh. That's the toughness of all of Bnei Yisrael. You should all have Bosh. Persons shouldn't have Azaz Pan. It's a famous comment, yeah. Bilas Chassan means you do something about it. I think Rachmanis means believe. Sometimes you have people who are Rahman who don't do anything about it, and sometimes you have people who do, and they're very hard, so you have miserable millionaires. They hate you, but they have nothing else to do with their money. They have to take some, I don't know, why should they give it to Uncle Sam? So they want to have a tax deduction, so they make out a check. So Rahmanis means the immediate type of life, and Gamal Chassan means the person goes and he does something, he's really active. He doesn't just stand live in the other Matsila. He lives in the other Matsila, he does things. Parsha has the din of Shtuya Yayin. Just read the Chumash, it would appear that one who is a Shasa Yayin is not permitted to do Avoida. The Voyachem of Ohel Moye, what does that mean, Voyachem of Ohel Moye? When you walk into Ohel Moye, that's it. A Shikr is not allowed to go into Ohel Moye. So Rashi says, that's not what it means. It means Gishas on his bed. Needs to do Avodah. If a Shikr walks into Almoy, he's not Chayim Yisrael Deshan. It says, Velo Samus, Shikr Shunitra to Almoy, the Shikrusa is not Chayim Yisrael. But it's still off. The Gemara says that Shasa Yayin, Perua Rosh, Perui Rosh, Shtu Yayin, are Asturim to do Avodah, and if they do Avodah, there's Yisrael Deshan. They're also forbidden to enter Ben Hu'udom Velam Mizbeach. The Gemara calls that in Chagiga the Milets. Milets are the Chumis. These are the Milets that you have. In the Beis HaMikdash that a Perui Rosh and a Shtuya Yayin are Asturim Likon is Ben Hu'ulam Ulam is there. There is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs and in the Rambam and the Ravid and Yarach HaZok and Perek Aleph and Beis HaMikdash whether this Easter of Knisa of Ben Hu'ulam Ulam is Be'ah the Perui Rosh of Shtuya Yayin is an Easter Deraisa or an Easter Derabbanan. The Rambam writes that it's an Easter Deraisa and the Ravid and the Ramban disagree. Rambam is strange. Rambam learns the Gemara when it says Milet. We had a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos the other day. Starting that Lama Dala, we were discussing. I forgot already how we got to discuss it. About the Milet of, I remember, yeah, the big Tosfos that part of the time to myself. So the Tosfos there quoted the din of V'habasor, Ashiga v'chol tamei lo yachal, V'habasor l'rabbis Eitzim al-Levayna. That Eitzim al-Levayna is Mekabal Tumah. Eisim. It's not Roy Lachi Vazor. The Pasuk says in the end of Shmini, there are only four things on the Kabbal Tumah. Adam and Caleb are from the Maskim. So how is Eisim? How is Levon and the Kabbal Tumah? It's not Oakland. So that's a very sarkash of the Habasa, Shiga, the Halpam, the Yachel, the Habasa, the Rabbit Eisim and Levon. Eisim and Levon is Kumi Sakkarnish. So there's a machloek, it's Rashi and Tayyip, and Igmar refers to that as a Maila. See that there's a Maila of Eisim and Levon that is in Kabbal Tumah. So who are the Nami? There's another Maila that Hashoki usually helps to be Metaher. Mayim Kmeim and Hashokin, Mayim Kedoshim Kmeim doesn't help. The Gemara puts together one mile with the other. So that's the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. We have these 2 miles between the miles of the Raisa or the miles of the Rabbah. So still through there's the Machlokes here, the Rambam and the Ravid, the Rambam and the Ramban. Whether these miles of forbidding a Ruhi Rosh and a Shtur Yain to enter, maybe Ulam Alam is there, whether this is a Dinda Raisa or it's only a Dinda Rabbanim. So the Rambam is a little strange, Rav Chaim asks on the Rambam. In addition to everything else that everybody else has, Chaim asks on the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Tes Vav. In the Sefer, Chidush Rav Chaim on the Rambam. Perek Aleph Halacha Tes Vav. Why does the Rambam say Yisraeli that a Kohen who's nifnas ben hamizbeach ulefnim shofar yayin or parui rosh hareza loike? Why does he say Yisraeli? If the Rambam shita is that it's a din deraisa, say loike. I mean Yisraeli. In my humble opinion, it's a din deraisa. No, before he writes that it's a din deraisa, he already writes. Keeps on writing about it. There are two dinim deraisins. It is the fruit pre erosion which the yaki do avodin. If he does avodin, misa de shaman. And if he just walks in, they will not bear him to misa deraisin tap, misa de shaman. Then he writes Yerayli, then he gets mal.
That's right.
You don't have answer all, yeah. Of course, if you have answer all, you don't have answer all, you don't know. You want to do that? Yeah. Yeah. So what does the Rambam write? Yerayli, that he's like
him.
Oh, what's the mokra? So that's what Chaim says. The Gemara says that it's a Maila. What does the Gemara mean that it's a Maila? So Rav Chaim writes in the same account, the Rambam held that it's a Halacha L'Moshe Misina. The Halacha L'Moshe Misina, the Rambam writes in another place in Hilchas Macholos Asuras that there's no Malkus there. What does the Rambam write in Hilchas Macholos Asuras that all the Chutz L'Oreh, the Macholos in the Gemara in Kiddush, in the first parak, whether it's Halacha L'Moshe Misina or it's a Dinda Rabbah. So the Rambam and the Tashayla had a task. So the Rambam and the Goyim assume that it's Halacha L'Moshe Misina. It means that it's a Dinda Rabbah. Still, they have a Macholos. What do you like on that? If a person, even though it's an issue of the Raisa, there's an Achlokes, the Rambam and the Goyim, where the one who eats all of the Chutz L'Oreh gets Malkus. So the Goyim say yes, and the Rambam says no. So Rav Chaim has an essay on that, Rambam and Hilchas Macholos Asuras, what's the Achlokes? So he explains that all the Rishonim agree that on the Halacha L'Moshe Misina, you can't get any Malkus. That's how Rashi writes, that's how a lot of Rishonim write. Halacha L'Moshe Misina can't have Malkus for a simple reason. You can only get Malkus on a lab that dumi the lab the Hasim. The Pasuk of Malkus is written in Chumash. So the parsha that you give Malkus on Rosh is written right next to the pasuk of Lotach and Shor Bidishoy. The chasim on a parah is asur. Chasim kipara the dashba is asur. To teach you the smichas apsukim and in Dvarim Nigmar says everybody darshin smuchim. In Chumash Bereish is through Bamidbar and Achlekes Hatanai. Well, darshin and smuchim are not. Smuchim means two dinim and two psukim one next to the other. You have two dinim in the same pasuk. That's called hekesh. That's a hekesh. But if you have two dinim and psukim that are two psukim that are next to each other, that's called smukim. So that's machlokes of Yudin Achacham, where they darshan smukim. But in Mishnah Torah, where the Gemara says in Yibamir, it's on that page. It's Kumish Dvarim, everybody agrees that darshin and smukim. I'll give you the whole reason why Dvarim is different. So this is in Dvarim. It says that the Rasha gets Malkus right next to the Pasuk of Lasas Mishav Bidisha to teach you that who is considered a Rasha that he deserves Malkus, one who violates an Aveira that's similar to Lasas Mishav Bidisha. So what constitutes an Aveira that's similar? The Gemara says it has to be similar, and the Signon Haksiva and the Chumash has to be written with the same spot, like Lo Lasas Mishav Bidisha has to be written either Lo or Yishomer Akeno Al, one of these four Lashonis. And then in addition to that, it has to be similar to Lasas Mishav Bidisha in the nature of the Aveira. It has to be a Lav Sheyesh Bamaisa, has to be a Lav Shaloi Nikon Lasaros Mrs. Bezni, and so on, all the various klolim that the Gemara has. Shouldn't be a Lav Anita Glass. So one of the klolim that has to be similar to Lasas Mishav Bidisha is it has to be written in the Chumash in the same way as Lasas Mishav Bidisha. So what if it's written in the Chumash, but it's not written Yishom Epen Alaloi? It's written as a Lav Habo Mechlal Asay. So the Gemara says, then it's saying, like him all, Lav Habo Mechlal Asay, even though it's a Lav, but ain't like him all because it's not doing it or it's asking Shem Dishes. What if it's not written at all on the Chumash? What if you have an issue that's purely Halakha Moshe Messina? So then of course there's no Malchus. It's not doing it or it's asking Shem Dishes. It's not written at all. So it's not Hisham Pen Alaloi. It's not written at all. There's nothing to discuss. So this Klal Ola Rishonim I'm asking through, that an issue that's only known through the Halakha Moshe Messina, you can't give any Malchus because it's not doing it the chassim and the machloekes. The Rama and the Gaon by Yarla b'chutz lartz is what is the nature that's Rav Chaim explains that's how they rock. Shavu explains. They learn by Chavrusa. As children, they learn by the Beis Halevi by Chavrusa. So they both have the same. Sometimes they have the exact same tradition. So they both write the same pshat over here. What's machloekes? The Rama and the Gaon by Yarla b'chutz lartz. Well, the Yaloike, if you eat the pears that grow the first 3 years, Arlo. So the machloekes is that's how they both write. What's the nature of this halacha l'meishim sinat? Is halacha here tell us a brand new din? That all is not the chutzlars, even on the Chumash it doesn't say. Halacha Moshe Messina tells us a new thing. Oh no, maybe the Halacha Moshe Messina comes to reinterpret the Pasuk and to say that even though it says in the Chumash, Kitzavoy al Haaretz and a tithe Mikol Eitz Maicham Aratum Arlosa, it doesn't mean that this din only applies to Kitzavoy al Haaretz in Eretz Yisrael. But it means this when Yeshua ben Nun will come into Eretz Yisrael, that's the Zman HaSkolas HaMitzvah. From that day on, then the laws of Arlo apply all over the world. So the Halacha Moshe Messina is reinterpreting the Pasuk as to indicate that that dinner, the Titan call it Smachal anywhere. He said, "Voy al haaretz is this man lihul hamitzvah, not the makom lihul hamitzvah. This man, because Maamon Yisrael are in the midbar, then the laws of Arlo don't begin yet. Shouldn't think the role of dinah hatorah begin from Maamon Hasinai. Some of the dinim only begin to function 40 years later after they enter into Eretz Yisrael. But when he said, "Voy al haaretz, when the come to Eretz Yisrael, when the Titan call it Smachal anywhere in the world." So Aral Marlotta said then, Allah Moshe Sina is reinterpreting the Pasuk as telling us that Arlo applies all over in the world. Then it is the middle of Sassim Shabbatish, Arlo Pukot is written in the Chumash. That's what Chaim explained. The same as regarding, there's a machlok, is Rashi in the Rambam by Borel Shashimish. Rashi writes in, if you have a Kohen who was never Gemal, he never had a Bris Milah. So we say that a person who is not Gemal doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael. He's Jewish. In Europe, there was a tumult before the First World War. Some of the Jews who were very, very, very anti-religious didn't want to even practice Christianity. So the Chevi Kaddish and some communities didn't want to bury them in a Jewish cemetery. They felt that we should treat them like goyim because the Torah is good. They're not even observing Christianity like groups of Jews now in America. Not only don't they keep Shabbos, Kash, Taras, and Shabbos, they don't want to keep Christianity either. All movement like that, that it's barbarian, so barbaric. So the Chevi Kaddish didn't want to bury them. So there's the whole issue in Europe. So Chaim was of the opinion that it's not right. They're still Jews. It's because they don't fulfill the Bris Milos. It means that they don't have the Jewish Jews. The Jews, they're Avaryanim. Okay, so you bury them. Dalet Amos away, half a minute to bury at Tzadikei Tzor Rosh. It's still Tunin Kvur, still a Mitzvah Kvurana. So you don't bury them next to the Rabbanim. You don't bury them next to the Flumet Balabatim. So you marchik Dalet Amos away. That's it. But the Gemara does have a din that an Orel has an incomplete Kedushas Yisrael. It doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael. What dinim apply to an Orel? It says, Kol Orel lo yechol go. A Jew is an Orel is not permitted to eat in carbon pesach. That's a din l'deris. That's not just a din ha'irusha, that's a din l'deris. Based on that passage that an Orel has an incomplete Kedushas Yisrael, we can infer that if you have a Kohen who's an Orel, he will have to have an incomplete Kedushas Tuna. Because he can't have a Goy who's a Kohen. A Kohen means, first of all, he's Jewish. Secondly, he's a human being. First, you can't have a Behemoth who's a Kohen. First, he has to be a human being. Next, you can say he has to be Jewish. And then he has to be from Shevet Levi. And then, on top of all this, then you say that he's a Kohen. But if he's missing something on the bottom, if he's Mishke Mensch, or let's say you have a Goylem. I create a Goylem with safety and seriousness. And you say the Goylem doesn't have the status of a human being, so the Goylem can't be a Kohen. If he's not a human being, he's not an Odom, so he can't begin to be a Kohen. He has to be an Odom, then he has to be a Yisrael, then he has to be Shevet Levi. And on top of all that, he can say that he is endowed with Kesa Kahuna in addition. But if he doesn't have the full bin of Yisrael, because he's Yisrael Oro, and the Oro is missing part of the Kedushas Kahuna, so I write that he's forbidden to eat in carbon pesach. So then he can't be a full bin of a Kohen. So that's the Pasuk in Sefer Yechezkel, that is more important. Kol ben Echor, any goy. Era Leib, Erol Basar, whether he is an Era Leib, whether he's an Apikoris. An Apikoris Dina Kapli. Apikoris Dina Kapli means that he doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael. Or Erol Basar, or he's an Arab. On his body, he's an Arab. Lo Yobah Mikdoshi, and the Gemara understands that he's a Sharsani. He's not permitted. A Kohen. A Kohen who's a Goy, he's not allowed to do Avoid. That's what the Gemara says. Call Ben Necher. Any Kohen who's a Goy, he's not allowed to do Avoid. I can have a Kohen who's a Goy. It means really he's Jewish. And he's a Levi and a Kohen, but he's Dina Kigoy. How can he be a Jew with Dina Kigoy? Era Levi, Era Basar. Either an Apikoros is Dina Kakum. The Pashup Shat would imply that Apikoros Dina Kakum is a real Din Deraisa. We discussed the other day what Apikoros, Pashup Svayikon, what Apikoros Dina Kakum is a Din Deraisa or Din Deraisa. So the Pashup assumes that it's a real Din Deraisa. The Gemara darshens it from this pasuk in Yecheskel. And then the Gemara says, what did Yecheskel make up the din? Adas Yecheskel mana. Gemara says, no, this was always a Gemara. Gemara, this was a tradition. Garsi Yecheskel b'as mechei akro. Yecheskel no, just wrote down the din that they had the Kabbalah. He wasn't mechadish at the Nevuah. He had it by tradition. Kol ben Echar. And Sanhedrin daf pagan. And the second part of Sanhedrin also. The Gemara quotes it. Plus it's quoted twice in the same system. Called Ben Echer, Er Alei. The Er Al Basar, Vayav HaMikdashi L'Sharsein. So in the Gemara, the word L'Sharsein is in parentheses because that doesn't appear in the original text in the Kifli HaKadosh. That's the Gemara's pshat in the Pasuk. It says, Vayav HaMikdashi. But the Gemara understands that what it means is L'Sharsein. So the Pasuk reads, any kohen who's a guy, called Ben Echer, any kohen who's a guy, is not allowed to do Avodah. Why? Because if he's a guy, he doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael. So how can he be a kohen? So it means he's a person, he's a human being. He's a Yisrael, he's a Levi, and he's even more than that. He's a Kohen too. But how can you have a Kohen who's a Goy? So it says, Er Alev, Er Al Basar. Either he's an Apikoros Dina Kaapi, or he's an Oral. And an Oral has an incomplete Kedushas Yisrael. So Rashi writes on that Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Gimel, that if you have a Kohen Oral who does avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, he wouldn't be like it, because since the Gemara says it's only Halacha Moshe Messina, it's not written in the Chumash anyway, so you can't get Malkut and Anissa, which is only known through Halacha Moshe Messina. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam the Arach Hazaka in Isur Rebiyah, when he quotes that din, or not in Isur Rebiyah, in Bias Mikdash, I think, or in Isur Mikdash, have kept having Bias Mikdash, when he has the din that a Kohen Oral is not permitted to do Avodah, so the Rambam writes that he is like it. But the Rambam explains why he's like it, because Harehu Kizar. The Rambam writes, the Kohen who is an Oral is Dina Kizar, the Halacha Moshe Mistinai. The Gemara says that this was Halacha Moshe Mistinai. That Er Alei wrote Basar Ve'Avim Gedosh Adushar Sein. And Yecheskel just wrote it down, he wasn't the one who was Mechadish. So the Rambam understands that since he doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael, he doesn't have a full Kedushas Kunas, he's not a full Kohen, and he's a Zar. So whoever is a Zar is like it, that's a pasuk in the Chumash. It says that a Zar is not allowed to do Avodah, that's a real Zar. So the Rambam holds that there, the Rambam holds over here by an Orel She'ovad, the same as the Goyim hold by Orel Chutzlars. And whenever the nature of the Halacha Moshe Mishnah is that it's Mefarish, Pasuk, that it takes a certain case, it puts it into a category that appears in the Chumash, so then there would be Malkus. If Halacha Moshe Mishnah tells you a Brin Nuisa that has no Mokra Chumash, Yesh Me'ayim in the Wister, then the Rambam would agree with Rashi that there's no Malkus. That's what the Rambam writes by all of the Chutzlars. But if the Halacha Moshe Mishnah is Mechadish, that this is included in a certain Pasuk, then the Rambam will say that there is Malkus. So that's what Chaim writes apparently on this Rambam. But the Rambam writes over here in the end of Perikalach and the Yathmigdash, the Roy Lee, that the Kohen who's a Shosta Yayin, or a Parua Rosh, a Nichbis Ben Gulam, or a Mizbech, a Reza Loika, what do you mean you're Roy Lee? You're Roy Lee, that's an Isid Deraita. It doesn't seem that that's the Roy Lee. He already wrote before that it's an Isid Deraita. That was his Pshat Gemara. That was the Rambam's Machloikas against the Ravid and the Ramban. The Ravid and Ramban hold that it's only the Rabbanah. These are Milos, the Rabbanah. It's a problem that some of the Milos are clearly the Rice and some of the Milos are clearly the Rabbanah. Then you have around five or so that are unclear whether they're the Rice or the Rabbanah. So two of them you had a Machloikas Rashi and Tosfos on. So we just mentioned whether it's the Rice or the Rabbanah. Here on these Nifnas, saying, Ulam Alam is Be'ath, these are Machloikas, the Rambam against the Ravid and the Ramban. So the Rambam learns the Pshat that it's a Din Deraita, but Deraita, royally, that is Malkus. Why is this a royally? So Chaim explains in his Sefer that apparently the Rambam held that this is a Halachal Moshe Mispina, that a Parua Rosh or Shosu Yayin is forbidden to enter Behu Ulam Alam Mizbeah. That is a perish of Pasuk, because the Pasuk in today's study really goes on doing Avodah. Yayin Meshecher Al Teish, Bevayachim Alam Moshe, Veloy Samusu, Veloy Samusu, Mishim Deshman is only if he does Avodah, if he doesn't do Avodah, is Nit. So the Rambam held that this is Halachal Moshe Mispina, so really, maybe there should be no Malkus. So the Rambam held no. But the nature, we have a din in Achrei Mois, that there's an Isra Birei Konis, that a Kohen is forbidden to enter into the Heichal, but he's not going to do any Avodah. Ayodah b'chaleis ala kodesh b'beit kal parochetz, v'lo yamus. That's another din, a Birei Konis. But the Isra Birei Konis only applies if he goes into the Heichal, not if he goes in Ben Hulav Olam Mizbeach. So the Rambam held that this halacha Moshe Mishnah of Tzruy Rosh Hashtui Yayin Aras attempted Ben Hulav Olam Mizbeach is not a separate halacha Moshe Mishnah, it's Mechadosh, that din of Birei Konis, which seems only to apply in the Heichal, applies also Ben Hulam Alam Mizbeach with respect to certain Kohanim. These Kohanim, Kruei Rosh, Shtui Yayin, have an Issa Birei Konis, a Kruei Begadim, have an Issa Birei Konis, Ben Hulam Alam Mizbeach. So since the nature of the Halacha Moshe Mishnah is that it's being mecharish, that this din is included, it's classified under another topic in the Chumash, so this would warrant malchus. Let me see. Zehu because of our Rambam din zed the loikim and the devil tim loshim yurayli even with the Mishnah and Kalim and it's a sugyan yuma the marlis the raisa the Rambam learned the Gemara like that that is the raisa more discusses whether the marlis are the raisa the rabbon it's just a question how to learn the Gemara but the Rambam learned the Gemara like that it says that these marlis are the raisa Elo the pshat abad is the raisa but hava amina the yisurim hume halokha lama shemisina the imbers and malkus the zek kos of yeroi lid yesh ba gam malkus by mishum the ha halokha bo le kololo ya tara hamura the teira grabi hechal the reason is that the yeroi comes but he said the yeroi comes only is limited to hechal but here the halokha lama shemisina comes in zahade that there is that he said the yeroi comes applies even ben hulam and on his back with respect to these people including God and the shtriya yahin and the shtriya rosh This is a strange emotion in the Rambam that Rav Chaim talks about. The Rambam, the Peres Kohanim has on this topic, not only is it Oster Nichnas Ben Ulam Olam Izbech, it's a Biyotzam Ben Ulam Olam Izbech, he'll also violate these things. That Yitzhiya is Kibir. Whether he enters Ben Ulam Olam Izbech, if he goes out, it's the same Yitzhiya. What do you mean Yitzhiya Kibir? The din ha nichnas the Rambam and Perek Aleph halacha to Zayin and he'll end of Perek Aleph based on Bias Midrash. The din ha nichnas kocham and amizbech with the din ha yaitzim isham mechad who keitza to go. If he drank wine before he walked in Ben Ulam amizbech, he makes kiddush at home, he makes kiddush in the Azor, and then he walks Ben Ulam amizbech, that's one isham. But what happens if he's already there Ben Ulam amizbech, and then he drinks, he makes kiddush there, and then he walks out. So he wasn't nichnas, he was yotza. But the Rambam quotes the Teres Kehanim, if Shasa Revis Yain Bein Hulam Alam Izbeach, or Korah B'gad of Shem, the Yotzu is also like that Yitziyah is Kibir. So that's in the Feirish Teres Kehanim. So the Shaila is, if you hold like the right in the Rambam, that's the Ravid Shach. But on a Nichnas Ben Ulam Olam Izbeach, the Ravid says, "Ein b'hem Malkus b'loy Mitzvah." There is no such thing. There's no Malkus and there's no Mitzvah Lishma. Because the Ravid holds that it's not Berais; it's only Milus Derabban. It's a little that's the Ravid Shita. It's a little unclear why the Ravid writes, "Ein b'hem loy Malkus b'loy Mitzvah." The Rambam didn't say that there's Mitzvah. The Rambam says it's only Mitzvah Lishma if he does avoid it. So why is the Ravid masking on the Rambam, "Ein b'hem loy Malkus"? The Rambam writes, "You only that there is Malkus." But the Rambam himself says that there's no Mitzvah Deisha Mani. So what is the Ravid Masik over here? There's no Malkus and there's no Mitzvah. The Rambam never said there's Mitzvah. The Rambam is just exaggerating to bring out a point. He's building up as if the Rambam said something awful. The Rambam never said either. There's Mitzvah. Could be. Rav Soloveitchik suggested the following beer. There is another line in the Rambam. The Rav Chaim asks of Meraps and Igor. I just left it out. I skipped it when I read the Rambam before. Perek Aleph Halacha Tazayin. The Rambam writes, "V'din ha-nichnas, v'din ha-yotzei is the same." It's an issue that writes whether he's nichnas, shorsu yayin ben olam ha-mizbeach, or he's ben olam ha-mizbeach and he drinks, and then he's yotzei. Lasses he's tiri kibi as a Teres Kahana. Then the Rambam writes, "Ketzah tigon shishotu revius yayin ben olam ha-mizbeach, akar b'gad v'sham v'yotzei loke." Then the last line in that halacha is, "V'cheimen ovad b'yitzi yotzei, chayiv misei." And if on his way out, he drinks the yayin ben hulam on his back, and then he walks out. And on his way out, he does avoda, then he'll be chayim nisim v'dei shamayim. Abadah. What does this got to do with anything? The Rambam said all along here, there are two dinim. There's one din of a shikr she'ovad, that that's nisim v'dei shamayim. And then there's another din of shikr she'nichnas. Now he has a din of shikr she'yotza. Where the nichnas v'yotza, last is yitzir kibir. So when he writes Lasa Tzitzir Kibi, he says, what if he drank the wine Ben Hulam on his bed and he walks out and he does Avoid on his way out? So Dichai Misim Dei Shamayi. Of course Dichai Misim Dei Shamayi. Misim Dei Shamayi for doing Avoid is a Shikha Shavar. What it's got to do with Lasa Tzitzir Kibi? Why should I have held that there's a Svar Lachalik there?
What's the tzara to say that to the yitzia of yitzia, the person who's on the yitzia should be low him? And that's somehow I would think that you would be more high. Why should you be low? Why should you be low cap as on you? I understand the low him because it's a dover of the Zion to walk in from the left, walk in having wine. Mm-hmm. But if you're there, then you should.
Well, he was there, and then he drank wine, or he ripped his begotten, which he shouldn't have done. But that per se is not an avera. To rip your begotten is a different issue. To rip big tikkunim. But to rip begotten per se is not an issue. Bein hulam lam is beach. Or to drink wine per se is not an issue. But then when he does the yitzia, then he violates an issue. Why should it be so? I don't know. The Torah started darshin from a pasuk like that. That lachas yitzia can be. That if he's yitzia, it's the same as if he's nitna. There's a certain area that has a special kedusha. Bein hulam lam is beach. Whether he crosses the border going this way or that way, he violates this law. We would recommend that he should stay there. He should stay there until he gets over his drunkenness. So he should change his he should change his begotten there. Why don't you stay there until he gets over his drunkenness?
Yeah, I know that, but that doesn't make sense. I mean, that's the point of the spark. Why such a thing should exist? You would say that it's considered a person should go.
But that's what it's quoting from the Torah Spahan. That's his understanding of the Torah Spahan. The writer doesn't understand what it is. That's how the Rambam understands. So this Rakhayim points out in the States, he doesn't understand the Chayim Avad Bi Tziyos El Chayim Mitzah. What's the Chiddush? Mark Mashma Avad is Chayim Mitzah. A Shikish Rabbah is Chayim Mitzah. A Shikish Nichnas is Loike. So that the Rambam has to say a Chiddush that lasts in 6 years to be. Now, so the Rachel thought, based on this striking line in this of Sapella, this last line in Halakha Tazayin in the Rambam, he thought that the Rama must be driving at the following idea. That Leoyim, there are not two Yisurim, it's only one Yisur. Of a Shasli Yayin, of Parua Rosh, or a Parua Begodim, She Nichnas, La Migdash. The Yisur really is Nichnas. Except there are two kinds of Nichnas. There's a Nichnas with a Bia Reikonis, and there's a Nichnas with a Avoida. So if he's not that there's an Yisur, Shasli Shikir She'ovar, and there's another unrelated Yisur of Shikir She'nichnas. There's only one basic case of shikash and nichnas. That's what it says. Yayin shech ra'atayish b'vayachem aloy aloy. Then it says v'loy tamus. How can it be? But there's only mitzvah b'nei shemayim if he does avoida. Why does it say b'vayachem? So the Rambam understood that basically the Yisr is k'nisa la'migdash, the shikrit. But there are two types of k'nisa. There's a k'nisa with avoida, which gives an oynish mitzvah b'nei shemayim, and then the k'nisa without avoida, which would still be an Issa deraisa, but it would only be Malkus, it wouldn't be a Mitzvah Rishonah. So what if the fellow was a Shikr, what if the fellow walks into the Beis HaMikdash and he's not Shikr, and he drinks there, and then he does Avodah? So I would have thought that there's no Mitzvah Rishonah in that case, because he didn't do a Knisa, Shiyesh Ba Avodah. He got drunk in the Beis HaMikdash, so the Rambam quotes the Taras Kohan in the Sifra, no? Lassos Yitziyu Kibi, even if he gets drunk, even if he drinks his Revealed Yahin in the Beis HaMikdash, and then he walked out, you see, is also like Bia. If he did Avoida on the way out, he'll also be Chayav Yisur Dei Shemayim. But if not for that, Taras Kohanim, that Lassus Yitzir Kibia, if he would get drunk in the Beis HaMikdash and then do Avoida and then walk out, he wouldn't be Chayav Yisur Dei Shemayim. There is no Yisur on Shikr She'ova. The Yisur is, Bia La Mikdash She'yesh Bo Avoida. Now, so Leitchik wanted to bring out this point, to exaggerate this point. He wanted to say the following Kiddush, that the Mitzvah Dei Shemayim obviously is only to do an Aver B'Megdim. If you do an Aver B'Shogim, you're not Chayav Mitzvah Dei Shemayim. So what about the following case? A fellow is, the coin is a little shikr, and then he's Nichnas L'Migdosh, and he knows that he's doing wrong. And they warn him, but they don't want him, doesn't matter. He's about to enter the basement, and they say, you're drunk, you're not allowed to go in. So he's like, no, I drank, and I don't care. And then he goes in. Then he just drank before. And then as he's walking around in the Beis HaMikdash, the wine starts to affect him. Then his mom is so stone drunk that he goes and he does that right and doesn't really know what he's doing. Then he's really drunk. Mom is b'shogeg. He forgot that he's drunk. He thought that all the other people are drunk. He'd be the only one that knows what he's doing. So he did the avodah b'shogeg. He didn't realize that he was doing anything wrong, but the knisa he did amazed. But I told him, he thought maybe there would be Mitzvah Dei Shemayim in such a case. I only did Mitzvah Dei Shemayim if he does the Aveira the Mezitz. He thought, no, the Aveira is just a Tanai in the Aveira here. The Aveira really is the Knitsa Lamigdosh. A Shikish and Nimrus Lamigdosh, according to the Ram. According to the Raivid and the Ramban, is not so. They say there is no such thing, Knitsa Lamigdosh. It's not like Malik the Rabbanon. He said the Arise only is an Aveira. And everything else is the Rabbanon. But the Ramam holds them. Everything is different. The Ramam holds the Vayachem. The Yisr is Shikish and Nimrus Lamigdosh. And there are two types of nichnas. Either nichnas bein hulam lamizbeach adir ekonis, or nichnas la avoida. But if he's nichnas l'avoda, the doing of the avoda, that's just the condition in the nichnas zayin. If he makes it b'shas knisa l'amigdash b'shikris and shegik b'shas avoda, so that's what she thought. Maybe not. But he thought that maybe there should be nichnas shemayim in such a case too. And he said that's how he understood this Rambam. I remember the fact that I think he asked this on a p'china. As I remember when we learned the second parak Sahen, so he asked this on a p'china. To say over his shtukutah and it's Rambam. What is the Rambam say? V'chein ha'mavad b'tziyos ha'chayiv nisa. Why is that a chiddush? Of course it's chayiv nisa.
Why don't you just say that's the nature of the din? Nature of the din is that a person who does the avodah, The person that says he's a shogi, and therefore he should be a shikr. The fact is that the Torah says that he's higher. If he's really a shikr, he's a shikr, and then he does another shikr. Well, if he's really a shikr, he's a shikr, and then he's temporarily out of commission.
The labba is not functional.
So what level is this?
He drank grape juice. He doesn't get drunk, he drank grape juice. So when he's nichnas l'amikdash, he knows what he's doing to make. Then when he goes aveira, he didn't realize that he was doing anything wrong. He didn't know that that was an aveira. They warned him not to enter. He read the signs, anyone who drank wine shouldn't enter. And he entered anyway, so that was the maid. But when he did the aveira, there are no signs there. Plus, his daddy did the shaykh. So Rabbi Rachel thought that maybe he would still be chai according to the Ramah. Maybe he should still be chai misubdeshima. Maybe the doing of the aveira is just a t'nai in converting the knisa into a knisa lahazara l'shem aveira. No, yain is an Eastern, even if he's not drunk. Sharmishakrim, schnapps, a beer, or other things that make him drunk. There's all discussion in my whether it's Eastern Eastern or not. I think grape juice is also on it. I don't know. Gotta look in the Gemara. Have to look in the Gemara. Gemara talks now. Gemara increases. I don't know. You have to look in the Gemara. Rashi says Yain Derach Shikruta. It sounds like Rashi that grape juice is not included in the law. I don't know. You have to look in the Gemara. The Gemara has a whole machlekes hatanai. What's the din if the fellow is a shikr mishar mishakrim? Whether he gets nisim de shamayim or not. The whole discussion in the Gemara. The Gemara gives one example of a shikr mishar mishakrim that the person had warm milk. And it made him, doesn't make you drunk, but it makes you drowsy. It makes you tired. It's a different thing. So years ago, Dr. Belton once said over that there's people say Baal Peh, the name of Chaim Volozhin, that even if you can make Havdolah or Kiddush on Shabbos morning on Hamam Medina, when you say B'Shem Rav Chaim Volozhin, it has to be a nidig in the shakra. That the Hamam Medina has to be something that intoxicates. Some if you have soda or something like that, that's not called Hamam Medina. Where Rav Chaim Volozhin get this if he really said it? That's how people say it. Where did he get it from? The Gemara in the last parak from Sochim, the Gemara says that one of the Amarohim made Abdullah and some kind of beer, and he got very drunk, and he said, this is real good stuff. This is real Hamamidin. So the Gemara would appear a little bit, not necessarily, it would appear that if it's not immediately Mishakra, if it doesn't make it drunk, if it's not intoxicated beverage, so it's not good for Hamamidin. And many of them had Natsa, half Natsa. They say, Abchaim Oiz used to make Abdullah over tea, over hot tea, others make over coffee, whatever, Shaila, but they have to have Dabke immediately Mishakra. So the Shaila was, what if the Hamamidin is milk? What if you live in a Medina where the Mechabit people are? It's the United States, they're not Mechabit anybody with milk. Are they? I don't think so. Not Mechabit with tea either. I don't think in America. So the Shah is, what if you live in a Medina where the Minig Medina is to be Mechabit people with a drink of milk? Would that be good for Hamar Medina and us? If you're all like Rav Chaim Olozhiner, then it has to be immediately Meshaka, so it's not good. So Dr. Galton used to say over the name of the Ragat Shona. The Ragat Shona said that milk is also immediately Meshaka, because it says here in the Gemara that he drank by Shikam, Misham, Mishakrim, in the Machlekes HaTanayim, in Christus, whether he's Misa B'dei Shamayim or not. And the Gemara gives us one of the Mishalim, Shasta, Dvash, V'cholov, when he had the Velo Tehillah, he ate certain foods, and he drank certain things, and one of the examples of the Gemara gives is that he drank milk. You see that you can get drunk from milk also. Now, so Elisha didn't like that at all. He thought that it was wrong. It's a different thing. That's not needed in the Shaka. That makes you drowsy. Here, by the Kohen doing Avodah, the Gemara says Shikha Misham Shaka means that he's not fully alert. He's not fully alert because he's drunk. He's not fully alert because he's drowsy. Because he has something that, if he's tired, he's not. He says naturally tired from a whole day of hard work or a whole night of hard work, whatever. But that's not. But if he's a shikr, misham shakr, it means that he's drowsy because of something that he ate, that he drank. Shasa chalo, or ochal gvela kilis. And it didn't intoxicate him, but it made him drowsy. So then the Gemara calls that shikr, misham shakr. But to say that that's called midid in the shakr for havdalah, so they actually thought that it shouldn't be the same. But by midid in the shakr, if there is such a requirement, it means that it's an intoxicating beverage. But that makes it drowsy, makes it drunk, makes it happy. Two different things. Oh, that would be shikha mishamishakim. That would be the same as this side of the Gemara, about the shikha mishamishakim. What did he mean? At the end of the parasha, the Torah speaks of two types of tahara in the mikveh. Mayu and a bor mikveh mayu niyya tahara. A person whose stomach needed to become tahara. By going tefillah on a mikvah, by going tefillah on a mayon. These are two different things. A mayon is a mayon chayim, the Chumash called. Anybody has the brera. Anybody's tummy can have the option of either becoming tohar through mikvah or tohar through tefillah on a mayon. The Mishnah has a mikvah that there are some people, there are some cases where you require doctor tefillah on a mayon and a mikvah is not sufficient. That's a zav. It says a zav needs doctor tefillah on a mayon. And when you prepare a paraduma, you have to take mayon chayim El Kelly, and you have to take the ashes of the Torah and do Kiddush Mei Chatos. You have to pour the ashes into the water. And then by Hazoas HaMetzoiro, it says when a Metzoiro gets cured, and you want to make him Tohar Al Pidin, so it says you have to take Lokach Shtik Tzipon Chayis Tohar Tzeitzeres Shnisei Loas Ve'ezoi, and you take the Tzipra Kohen, you shech one of them, there's a Tzipra Ashkut, and then there's a Tzipra HaMeshulachas. The Tzipra Ashkut, you have to shech El Kli Cheref HaMayim Chayim. So the Mishnah says that these are the only three cases that you require Dafke Mayim Chayim. For Hazoras HaMetzoira, and for Kiddush Mechatos, for Korah Duma, and for Tfilas HaZav. Should we say that a Zoho is Bukash to a Zav? The Rapsukim will Makash a Zav to a Zoho. Should we make the Hekash of a Zav to a Zoho with respect to the requirement for Zav is Zoho, La Zoho, or Velane Kevo? So it's a Hekash between a Zav and a Zoho. So should we say that there's a Hekash even with respect to Tfilas and Mayim Chayim? But the Ramban HaChumash quotes from the Goyim who said that a Zava needs Mayim Chayim just like a Zav needs Mayim Chayim. The Ramban said that it's wrong. That this is the Pharisee, it's a step in the Gila. The Goyim said that there's a Hekish. Rashi on Gemara quotes in around 5 or 6 places. Rashi in a few places quotes it. So sometimes Rashi quotes and he leaves it like that, and sometimes Rashi quotes and he says that it's wrong. And he quotes the same concept in the Gila that the Ramban quotes. In Perek Aleph and Mishnayis Megillah, the Mishnah says, "Ein bein this to that, ein bein zav nezolva elo this, and ein bein zav harosh tayvin zav harosh al shlis elo this, and ein bein mitzvah nuchti mitzvah mizra elo dash." All the ein beins. So it says they're mekushin at the steps, and the Mishnah then says, "Ein bein zav nezolva elo that the zav needs mankhan, the zav does not need mankhan." So there's a fairish against the grain. So they're wrong. So others say, "No, they're wrong, but they're not wrong. Maybe the Rabbanon, they're right." The Gemara that sounds like what you require. Gemara says, Abu the Shmuel. Shmuel's father used to make a special mikvah for his daughters. So Rashi quotes the pshat from the Goyim. What was the problem? So he says, because Rebbe made a takana, Rabbi Hanoch made a takana. That we treat all the women as a suffix, need a suffix zava. Even though she knows that she's a need and she's not a zava, we treat them all as a suffix, need a suffix zava, and a zava need mayim chayim like a zav. So Shmuel's father had to make mikvah for his daughters that should be mayim chayim. Mayim chayim means that the source of the water is not rain or snow, not the snow. It's rather from the water that comes from under the ground. From a mayim chayim. So the Goyim got it from the Gemara. Either the Sefer says Pachek, the Eden say that Pshat in Gemara is wrong, the other Shem had it. Pshat in nothing to discuss. That's how he talks against the Goyim. Or others say, no, that Midi Rabbanan you need Mayim Chayim. So Chumel Midi Rabbanan. Or others want to say, a chilek between the Taris and the Baila, that it's a Sefer that says, that Zav and Zavo, a Zav is not also the Tashmish. A Zav is also the Tashmish. But the Zav and the Zav Zav and Zava, with respect to Tuma, perhaps both need Mayim Chayim. With respect to Labayla, she doesn't need Mayim Chayim. Maybe that's what it means in the Pesach. Amen, Zav and Zava, Ella, that the Zav needs Mayim Chayim, and the Zava doesn't, means the Zava, with respect to Matras and Labayla, does not need Mayim Chayim. But the Zava, with respect to Tuma Vitar, will need Mayim Chayim, the same as the Zava. The Bach, others give these suggestions. Anyway, by the Chassidim, some Chassidim are Matras, Zav should have Mayim Chayim. Rabbi Tendler said that he checked the different mikvahs. He takes water from different mikvahs and he tests them for bacteria to see how high a level of bacteria there is. He said all the mikvahs that he checked had a very high level of bacteria and they were very dangerous. A woman could get infections. A woman who is healthy can get an infection from going to this mikvah. Except one mikvah, he said, but I think he said this very mikvah. In square time, because they're machmir to have, the Hungarians are machmir to use Mayim Chayim. The Mayim Chayim, it cleanses itself out, it's not stagnant water, it doesn't sit there. And 100 people use it. It keeps on cleaning itself out. So he said that had the lowest level, practically no bacteria at all. Healthy, that's for sure. What's the difference halacha mice between a mikveh and a mayim? So the Mishnah has two famous chilukim, alfi pashtus, two famous chilukim, that the mayim does not need mem so and the mikveh does. And the mayim is metar bezerchlin, even though the water is rolling, and the mikveh is only metar b'yashbara and a shever. Shever means a crack in the ground. The water has to be stagnant. That's what the word mikveh means. Mikveh means kovel v'tani. That is standing still. A mikveh is not metar bezerchlin. The pashtus says that it is in the rice. There's a discussion in the Beis Yosef and the Darki Moshe on the tour the other day whether Zechlin is a Dinda Raisa or some Rishonim perhaps hold that it's a Dinda Rabban. So the Pashto says that it's a mistake. Pashto Pshat, if you look back in the Rishonim, is that everybody agrees that Zechlin is a Psul De Raisa by a Mikveh. The Birag Rok quotes a Rivosh and a Miri has like this and Shabbos and in other places that these two Dinim are Tluim Habaha. Habaha tell you that a Mikveh needs Mem Soa and a Shborin and a Mayim doesn't need Mem so and it's good to Zechlin, so the Rivosh and others say it's Tali Zebezeh because the Gemara says in Gittin the Natsuk the Katafa Seinachim that if water is moving so it's not Mechubra to other water, so since the Mayim is Metariah to Zechlin, it's moving, so the water cannot be Mechubra to any other water, so you can't really say that you ever have Mem so. It's not Zechlin, is not Chibur. So in a Mayim, since the Halacha says by definition a Mayim is Metariah to Zechlin, it's moving, so you can't say that you need memsor. It's impossible. It will never be material to constitute memsor. Hashem can admit that since you do need eshbaran, that it should be sitting in a crack, a shever, in a crack in the ground. So therefore, it's shaykh to require memsor. That's how some poskim hold that this is probably the desire. Rav Chaim has a famous piece on the Rambam, and it's safe on the Rambam, where he says that it's not so. There's a long ram in the Doram Daf Mem. Like, a lot of rams are long. There's a long, long run in the Doron Daf Mem, but the Gemara talks about the Mikveh and Mayim, so the Ran assumes that it's probably Zebedeh. It doesn't say the Pshat like the Rivosh, thought about the Vilna Gaon, but he assumes that either it's a Mikveh or a Mayim. There's no half and half. Rav Chaim points out in the Rambam, that the Rambam sheet is that you have on the regular cases also. You can have a case where you need Memsor and it's good Bezechlin, and you have a case where you need Daf Yeshborn and you don't need Memsor. So how can it be that A without B or B without A? So clearly, number one is clearly against the Vilna Gaon and Rivosh. That these two are clearly Zebedeh. And Rav Chaim has a whole pshat in the Rambam why these cases are under argument.
So, I mean, it doesn't matter
if it's speech. Like, the thing is, Gurakh is the killer. So, that's the Gurakh is the killer. The whole thing of Gurakh is that Gemara says in Chagig is not with the Rabbanah. Gurakh is a din that writes only in the Chitzis. Good after the mikvah, but by the mikvah the Gemara says only given the Rabbana, so those who have to be faithful to Shem Mayla the Rabbana. That whole thing is only the Rabbana. That whole idea of good after the Rabbana. But that wouldn't be a violation of Zochman though. It's all within the same. Let's say a person is in the mikvah splashing around the water. The water is rolling back and forth, and someone's faithful as the water splashing. But it's all within a certain boundary. So since it's all within an environment, that's not considered the. In which case are you talking? A person has his foot in the mikveh and the water is rolling down his leg. That's the mikveh. That's the good option. That's real zechman. That's a different case. No, that's a case. You're not playable in the zechman. The zechman is machabe the tumik for it.
Right.
That's a problem. That's the katab is ain't a chibur. That's the place you shouldn't get because of that land. That's the katab is ain't a chibur. Moving water cannot be machabe to different mikvahs. Each of which has less than 20. That's the place you should get.
I wish we said that a mikvah has to have boundaries.
Stamina, there is some limit, I don't know. No, no, the ocean is Zeichman. The ocean water is Zeichman, but it's good. The Mishnah says because it's Mayonis. The rove of the water of the ocean comes from under the ground sources as opposed to the rain and the snow.
So worse than the Mayan.
We didn't mine. We didn't mine the work. Right, Rav Chaim has a famous piece in this paper. Every year somebody prints a Shtigl Torah attacking Rav Chaim on this. Because of different reasons. Rav Chaim has it in the paper, Abir on the Ram, by the Hadaram holds that in one case you need Memsor and you don't need Ezbar, in the other case you need Ezbar and you don't need Memsor. He tells you one is a din in the Mokam HaMikta, one is a din in the Meha HaMikta. One is in the Mokam, one is in the Mokam. Because usually they go together, but you have cases where they don't go together. That's a famous piece on the Ramam against the Ram. Not like the Ram in the Doran document. The Ramam doesn't hold like the Ram. Eshborin, usually we think not so, that the two go hand in hand. Either like the reverse, that it's Alpidin connected or it's not connected Alpidin, but either the thing is a mikvah, the thing is a mayan. If the mikvah has these two dinim, the mayan has those two dinim. So Rav Chaim just points out, the Rambam seems to quote the Shah. Rambam doesn't say the Pirush. Rav Chaim quotes part of it from the Shah and part of it from the Purusha Rambam. But you have cases where you have A without B and B without A. The Nifa Memsor is generally assumed to be a Dinda Raisa. Let's say the person can fit into a mikvah of 30 Sor. A midget can fit into a mikvah. And the Pashtus is Rav HaPa. There are some who hold that it's only the Rabbana. But the Ruba of the Rishayim hold that the Nifa Memsor and a mikvah is the Raisa even if the person can fit into less. What if the fellow's a giant and he can't fit in? Adam Gordon New York can't fit into the mikvah of Memsor, so he needs more. So the Rosh Hashulchan writes Balabatish that then you have to have more. So you have to have 50 store, 60 store, whatever. You can't fit in. You have to be Tovah Kol Gulden with Asachar. A double pasha, no? You can't be Tovah your leg and then your arm and then your head. It's a double pasha. It's such a double pasha. We don't understand why you had it right. It's because it's actually true there. Probably not. Let's say the mikvah shape according to his body. And then there would be sufficient with menstrual. Then it would be good. You know, Hashulchan Sama wouldn't disagree with that. You can have any shape from it. And he said it's shaped normally. A giant can't fit in. This very fat person. A big giant can't fit into a mikvah of only 40 stones. But then he says, I need more than 40 stones. Why would you have a question like that? That's a double question. We don't understand why have a Dark Yeshuva disagrees. The Dark Yeshuva, I mean, because it was written by the son, and by the written by the Nuchas Aluzah. It wasn't written by the father, it was written by the son. So the Dark Yeshuva says, how can the Yerach HaShulchan say that? Talocha Mash Messina, 40 store. What is he arguing with Talocha Mash Messina? 40 store, well, you're fat, you're skinny, giant, midget, 40 store, 40. I don't know what he's talking about. How can it be? It doesn't fit in, it doesn't fit in.
It
displaces the water.
Right. Theoretically,
40 stars
should be enough to cover
a person
when he gets in. But
still,
you're saying these
40 stars
are still
off the
volume that
quickly would take. No, you always need 40 stars. That's the Shia that Abraham Kaveya, that's called Maim Shekal Gufo Elabahem. But that's the Lord of the Gemara. The Shia Ruch HaChamim are going to store. Rachat is called the Torah Bahaim, Maim Shekal Gufo Elabahem. Some, a minority, one Rishon out of 100 says that it's only the Rabbanon. 99 out of 100 say, no, the Shira HaKamim is that the Shira the right. It's not even the Rabbanon.
But even though the Pope is
left, No. We say that an average person needs Avoyim Tzor to cover his whole body.
But that's the thing. It's one
people are
that much bigger than that.
People are a lot bigger. The person, the average person is taller than 3 yamim. So how is it going to fit into the mikvah to place the dances with the displacement of the water?
Right, but you know, if he takes that much more than... If he's a head taller, he comes up the shoulders. But a head is a cubic foot, and he's... But the body displaces much more than a cubic
The Gemara says in the first parak in Pesachim that Minatayra, mikveh, for the purpose of Tvilas Kalim, is sufficient with a revius of water. You don't need Memstor. And the Gemara places there, quotes the Gemara Nazir, says, in the middle of Nazir, the Gemara is listing off all the dinim that require a revius. And the Gemara says that this din that Minatayra revius, mikveh, is sufficient for Tvilas Kalim, but Luhal the revius, the Chachamim in later generations, when the battle had kula, and they required Abayim Sora for Tfilas Kelim. Tosha says in the end of Avodah Zarah, and it's quoted in the other day, that if you buy Kelim and Agoyim, you buy pots and pans, a fourth night from Agoyim, you need Tfilas Kelim and Atera. Many Rishonim assume that it's a din of Tfilas Kelim and Mitzvah, Tfilas Kelim and Atera. That there you for sure need Mem Sora and Atera. That's not only the Rabbanim. So that's the Gemara learns out from a person, Achtem Meng Nidro Yitzchak, Amayim Shal Nidro Tavelis Ben. It's a different din of Tfilas. It's not a tefillah for the purpose of getting rid of tumah that we should say in Atar is the fish of the reveals. It's a different thing that you need mem stone in Atar. By Mayon, there's a machlokes, I think we discussed this year, being in the middle of Meruben, beginning of Meruben, where the Mayon requires mem stone in Atar for Adam, and the mem stone is only in the Rabbanon. The first page in the Torah Sabai is going around the world, and this was Mikvot. We discussed it then, what the issue is. Okay, everybody is invited to attend the Shiurim of the Chief Rabbi. Are they here? Are they really coming? Anybody?